It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
A major bridge collapsed overnight in Baltimore after a cargo ship ran into one of the bridge's pillars.
We've been monitoring ABC affiliate WBAL and reporter Ken Duffy, who is at the scene.
Let me tell you what I am seeing right now. The bridge is in pieces in the water. I mean, there's basically, we're by 695 because the sun has come up. We're getting a better look at what we can see. And I have to tell you, it's really chilling to see this because we're basically seeing just a ramp that where the bridge used to be and just nothing else there. And what we can see on the side of it is a jigsaw puzzle of the pieces of the span that are in the water. That's the best I can describe it, but it is absolutely chilling to see that. Yes, we have seen the video of the collapse, but the aftermath now, we can see in the distance. You know, we are several hundred yards away because they're keeping the media back for obvious reasons. And we're awaiting another press conference that's going to start in about, 10 minutes here, 10 or 15 minutes from the state officials. Governor Moore will be here as well. But this is what I'm seeing now, and which we could not see before. And there are just gigantic chunks of the span that are in the water and are just kind of sticking, jutting out where it used to be. Just incredible to see that. Incredible to see that there's just nothing there.
It really is an unbelievable sight. Baltimore Fire Department Chief James Wallace is talking about the ongoing rescue efforts.
We were able to remove two people from the water. One individual refused service and refused transport. Essentially, that person was not injured. However, there was another individual that's been transported to a local trauma center that is in very serious condition.
Multiple air, marine, and police rescuers are on the scene right now.
ABC's Terry Moran has also now arrived on the scene and says this bridge is a major artery for the Baltimore area.
12 million vehicles traversed this bridge before it came down per year. But that hour, construction workers on the bridge and the normal 1 a.m. traffic, this is a major artery for Baltimore. So there obviously would have been some cars on that bridge, but it is a small blessing that this didn't happen now during rush hour.
ABC News is also reporting the ship lost propulsion as it was leaving the port, and they tried to radio bridge officials, warning them they might strike the bridge. We will continue to follow the story and pass along any details as we get them.
Turning now to local news, Utah State Auditor says we might be relying too much on federal funding. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with the details. Adam?
Tim, a yearly audit found that Utah leaders used federal funds to cover more than a quarter of our expenses in the last fiscal year. State Auditor John Dougal is encouraging state lawmakers now to reconsider this habit of leaning on Congress, which he described as, quote, a single funding source with such dysfunction. He continues saying Congress must eventually realize it can't afford to subsidize the states with money that Congress doesn't have, end quote. KSL.com reports lawmakers did just pass a new smaller budget for 2025, the fiscal year, but again, well over a quarter of those funds are once again coming from the federal government. Live in Salt Lake City, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Nearly 8,000 Utahns still haven't claimed their 2020 tax refund, and there's a deadline just around the corner. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston joins us live. Peter?
Amanda, the IRS estimates that about a million Americans are missing out on over $1 billion in tax refunds from 2020, according to a new report from the agency. And the money's got a timer attached. On May 17th of this year, any money not reclaimed by taxpayers gets absorbed back into the U.S. Treasury. IRS Commissioner Danny Werfel says it's important for people to check if they filed a 2020 return, and they can do that by either calling the IRS or looking for an email verification saying the IRS got their paperwork. If you end up filing your 2020 return now, you may be looking at an average check of $836, according to the IRS. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Get ready for big crowds in the state's recreation areas this weekend. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson says officials at Little Sahara say they could see double their normal number of visitors.
There will be extra law enforcement at the popular ATV and camping area to manage crowds. Ashley Snipes with the Bureau of Land Management explains why.
So we're anticipating a lot of folks that would normally just be out there for a little bit over Easter are going to be out there because of having spring break, maybe out there a little bit longer.
Keeping visitors safe is top priority, so helmets, seatbelts, and safety flags are required. If you're looking to beat the crowds trying to buy a pass, you can purchase them ahead of time at recreation.gov. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
UTA is looking at adding a new tracks line connecting the Salt Lake City International Airport to the University of Utah. That'd be great. The Orange Line would run from east to west along North Temple and 400 South.
Time again for a look at first look traffic, and it has been a very active day so far, Andy.
Yep, with snow affecting the drive right now, it seems a little worse in Utah County, although going south, running behind some plows near Center Street, we've got some extra delay right now. But for those of you going north, that earlier slowdown we had has thinned at the moment. Going into canyons, though, not much has improved, although the plows have helped things a little bit. Going over Parley Summit on I-80, Big and Little Cottonwood Canyon require chains, four-wheel drives. And now I'm seeing some delay along 215's East Bench up by 3900 South. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
We have an update this morning on a man shot by police in Payson. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson reports.
A suspected shoplifter shot by Payson police is now facing new criminal charges. Court documents show 20-year-old Octavio Salas charged with attempted aggravated murder, a first-degree felony, plus interfering with police and retail theft charges. Police say two officers responding to a shoplifting call at Payson Market on Main Street noticed Salas had a knife. After they tried to tase him, investigators say he advanced on officers, and that's when shots were fired. Salas was injured and transported. 2 days later, transferred to the Utah County Jail. Police say tasers deployed twice, but were ineffective. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Distraction thefts are on the rise in communities in southern Utah. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with what this means. Michael?
Tim, a distraction theft is when one or more thieves pull your attention away from your valuables so that they can more easily boost them. Say you're a purse in the shopping cart or diamonds at a jewelry store or even your car while you're in church. Now, police in towns like St. George, Washington, or Hurricane tell the Salt Lake Tribune they're seeing a rise in these types of threats. Apparently, thieves have a knack for targeting the elderly. Now, these thefts don't seem to be a solo act. Some of these crimes have ties to foreign gangs. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
The woman accused of killing her husband and then writing a children's book on grief is facing additional charges for mortgage fraud, insurance fraud, and forgery. Court documents say Corey Richin submitted fake bank statements to secure a mortgage loan in 2021. She also is accused of forging her husband's name on a life insurance application.
Investigators still trying this morning to figure out what caused a fire in a Kearns apartment complex. 34 people were forced from their apartments. The building was being renovated, and fire officials are trying to figure out if the construction may have played a part in the fire.
Two brothers in California are being hailed as heroes for their brave acts to try to protect each other from a mountain lion attack. The two have been identified as 21-year-old Taylan Brooks and his 18-year-old brother Wyatt.
The mountain lion attacked Wyatt first, and Taylan, out of that love for his brother, began to attack the lion to try to get it off while Wyatt was defending himself also.
El Dorado County Sheriff's Office Sergeant Kyle Parker said Taylan later died from his injuries. The mountain lion has since been found and euthanized.
A Salt Lake therapist was awarded the Carnegie Medal of Heroism. KSL News Radio's Tammy Kikuchi tells us why.
River Berry, an extreme athlete, was in Moab for mountain biking. She ended up rock climbing, though, to save a base jumper who had slammed into a sheer rock wall and was dangling by his parachute from a rock about 80 feet off the ground. She had never climbed in that area before, and it was very challenging.
Because the rock had never been climbed before. It was wasn't a rock climb, so it was very dirty and very crumbly.
Berry managed to safely lower the unidentified an unconscious man to the ground. She learned that humans have incredible capacity to get things done when things go wrong. Barry says she and the man have become close friends, and she visited him at his home in Australia. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.